Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, my amazing friends. It's your girl, Avery Hart, and welcome back to another episode of Stoic Mental Armor. Today, we're diving deep into a juicy topic that I know many of us struggle with. Finding inner peace through acceptance. Ever feel like life is throwing curveballs left and right? Like you're constantly chasing after this elusive feeling of calm amidst the chaos? You're not alone. We live in a world that screams, go, do more, be better. But what if I told you the key to inner peace isn't about conquering everything but embracing it all, the good and the bad? Today, we're going to unlock some powerful Stoic wisdom that can help us find that sweet spot of serenity. Think of this as your daily dose of mental armor tools to strengthen your resilience and navigate life's ups and downs with grace. First things first. Acceptance isn't about giving up or settling for mediocrity. It's about recognizing reality for what it is with all its beautiful imperfections. Remember that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. While acceptance is the foundation of that strength, it's about acknowledging your feelings, even the tough ones, without judgment. Think of them like waves crashing on the shore. They come and go, but they don't define the ocean itself. You are much bigger than those fleeting emotions. Now, let's talk about control. One of the biggest sources of stress is trying to control everything around us. Spoiler alert. That's a recipe for frustration. The Stoics believed in focusing on what we can control: our thoughts, actions, and reactions. When you shift your energy from trying to change external circumstances to cultivating inner peace, things start to shift. Think of it like this. You can't control the weather, but you can choose how you respond to a rainy day. Do you curl up with a good book and a cup of tea, or do you let the drizzle get you down? It's about making conscious choices that empower you rather than feeling powerless against the world. Next up, practice gratitude. Seriously, this one is a game changer. When we focus on what we have instead of what we lack, our perspective shifts dramatically. Take a moment right now to appreciate something: a warm cup of coffee, the sunshine on your skin, a loved one's smile. These little things add up to big happiness. Remember, life isn't about achieving some perfect state of bliss, it's about finding moments of peace within the chaos. And guess what? You already have everything you need to do that right here, inside you. Stoicism isn't just ancient philosophy, it's a toolbox for navigating the modern world with wisdom and resilience. Let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine this. You're working on a big project, and everything seems to be going wrong. Deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and your creative mojo has vanished. It's easy to get overwhelmed and spiraling into negativity. But what if, instead of getting caught in the chaos, you practice some stoic acceptance? You acknowledge that there will be challenges, but you choose not to let them define your day. You focus on what you can control: your effort, your attitude, your resilience. Maybe you take a quick break to clear your head, practice some deep breathing, or even listen to a favorite song for a little boost of inspiration. By accepting the situation and choosing how to respond, you reclaim your power and find that inner peace amidst the storm. Finding inner peace through acceptance isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing journey of self-discovery and growth. It's about cultivating a mindset of resilience, gratitude, and mindful awareness. Remember, you are capable of incredible things, and even in the face of adversity, you can choose to find peace within yourself. So, my dear listeners, what will you do today to cultivate a little more inner peace? Maybe take a few deep breaths, appreciate a simple moment, or practice letting go of something that's causing unnecessary stress. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep shining bright, and remember, your inner peace is worth fighting for.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.